Yes? Last time we started discussing the question of the Tosis HaRosh on the Gemara and Ksubis on Daftes. The Gemara and Daftes says that if someone says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, he says about his wife that Pesach Pasuch Matzasi is Neman Ta'asa. In what case? So the Gemara says it's talking about Eishes Kohen. By regular Eishes Yisrael, the assumption is that he's not Neman Ta'asa based on Pesach Pasuch. Why? Because there's a Sfek Sfeika. Again, there's a Safek, Tacht of Safek, and a Tacht of Safek if there's Nus occurred before Erisin or after Erisin. But in the case of an Eishes Kohen, since an Eishes Kohen Shenetzah is still Asura Labaila, it's only a single suffix, suffix tachtav, suffix eno tachtav. If there's nusakur tachtav, she's still going to be Asura. So Tosfos says, why should an Eishes Kohen be Asura? Why should we say that someone who claims Pesach Pasuch Matzasi is Neman Ta'aser? Shouldn't we follow the Cheskas Kshera LeKahuna? She has a Chazaka. Normally, B'makom Suffix, we follow a Chazaka. So why over here do we not follow Chazaka? To which Tosfos answered, it's true she has a cheskas kshera lakuna, but there's also a cheskas basula, there's a cheskas aguf, that she was a basula once upon a time. When she was first born, she was a basula. And Chazaka de Meikara always tells me that we assume that the matzav, the situation, changed as late as possible. We assume that that situation continued as far as we can possibly allow it to continue. So here too, we should assume that she became a ba'ula only after Erisin. Okay, so Tosa says, since she does have a Cheskas Pesula that's going against the Cheskas Ksher Lekuna, the Cheskas Pesula is going to win because it's a Cheskas Haguf, and as we'll discuss, Mitzvah Hashem, in a few weeks, in the next couple of weeks, Cheskas Haguf is a very strong Chazaka. In fact, this is a good Hakdoma to Shmaitze Beis, because Shmaitze Beis talks about Cheskas Haguf a lot, so it's not Stam Asugi we're doing, but it's actually a good introduction to Shmaitze Beis. So Cheskas Haguf is a lot stronger than many other Chazakas. That's probably why Tosa says the Cheskas Haguf of Besula is going to beat out the Cheskas Ksher LeKahuna, and we therefore are going to be Machmir, since there's only a single suffix for this woman. So the Tosa Rashi asked on Tosfos, right, he counted Tosfos' answer by saying, I can understand that you're claiming that there's a Chazaka, connected Chazaka, but isn't there a third Chazaka? There's a Chazaka Dahashta. The Chazaka Dahashta, that she's a Be'ula Lefonecha. Shouldn't we say, just like when it comes to Mikvah Shenimdat V'Nimtza Chaser, this case is going to be very important in the future. Mikvah Shenimdat V'Nimtza Chaser, right? You have a mikvah that's Becheskas Mole, and then a person is Tovel in the mikvah. The person touches Taros, and then the mikvah now is Chaser. We check the mikvah again, and we notice that it's Chaser. So the question is, all the Taros that you did based on the Tara of the individual who is Tovel in the mikvah, are these Taros going to be Tmeos, or are these still Tahoros? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah says Mikvah Shenim Davim Tzachaser Kol Tara Shnasu Al Gabav Tameos Mishnah Mikvahs. So says the Rosh, what's that based on? The Gemara Nidan Dav Beis Mevei says it's based on Tarti L'Reyasa, that we combine, in a sense, that's the Pashup Shad, that we combine the Chazaka D'Hashta together with the Cheskas Tomei D'Gav, the Chazaka D'Hashta that the Mikvah is B'Cheskas Chaser, together with the Cheskas Tuma of the Gavra, and that beats up the Chazaka de Meikar, that the mikvah was once Mole. So the Tosa Rashi asks, why don't we say the same thing, a similar thing over here, not Tarti L'Reisa, but Tarti L'Tivusa. Let's say she has the Cheskas Kshera L'Kuhuna, coupled with the Chazaka de Hashta, that she's a Bu'ula L'Fanecha. Chazaka de Hashta should tell me that just like Chazaka de Meikar assumes that the situation changed as late as possible, that the Chazaka de Meikar extends as far as we can possibly extend it, in the future, so too Chazaka d'Hashta should extend backward. Whatever we have Hashta, we should extend it backward as far as we can. And if we extend backward as far as we can, that she was a Ba'ula, so it turns out that she was a Ba'ula before Erisin, right? So the Chazaka, the Cheskas Kshera LeKahuna, right? The Cheskas Kshera LeKahuna should combine together with the Chazaka d'Hashta of Ba'ula Lefanecha to make us assume that the Bia took place before Erisin, and then she would be Mutar. She'd be Mutaras Labaila because she was Nensa when she still was not Tachta. Okay, this is the question of the Tosa Rosh, to which the Tosa Rosh answers, as we described last week, that there's a very big difference between our case and the case of Mikvah Shenim Davim Tzachaser. Mikvah Shenim Davim Tzachaser, there the Chazak Meikar is Chosev Asa. It's constantly changing. So because it's constantly changing, as we explained, it's a Chazaka de Isra, it's somehow weakened. Because it's weakened, the Chazaka d'Hashta can be mitzdarif together with the Cheskas Tomei de Gavra, and it can beat out the Chazaka d'Meikar, which is Isra. But in our case, the Chazaka, the Cheskas Besul, is not Chosev Asoi. It's not Chosev Asoi. She's only going to become a Be'ula based on a Maisa Bia. Right? It's not chasav asa, it's not gradually changing. So therefore, the Rosh says the principle of tatil reyasa doesn't apply. Okay? So basically, the yisod of the Rosh, as we explained last time, is that a chazaka that's chasav asa is somehow isra, it's weakened, and as a result of that, the chazaka the hashta can now combine together with the other chazaka, with the cheskas tameh, and memela it'll beat out the chazaka the meikar. Not all Rishonim agree with the Tosfos HaRosh that Tarti L'Reisa only applies, the Svar of Tarti L'Reisa only applies by a Chazaka that's Chaser V'Asai. Not all Rishonim agree. Tosfos, in fact, Tosfos and Chulon on Daf Yud, seems to quote two other positions in the Rishonim, that even if the Chazaka the Mekar is not Chaser V'Asai, we'll still say Tarti L'Reisa. What's the case in Chulon? Gemara in Chulon on Daf Yud says, what happens if someone is Shochet V'Saken V'Nimtzes Pegumo? Right? The person checked the sakin at one point in time and it wasn't pogum. It didn't have any nicks, thank you. Didn't have any nicks in it. And then he's shochet, he shechs a behema, and nimtzeis pogum, he finds out that the sakin has some nicks. So what's the halacha? So machlokas amarayim in the Gemara in Chulin. Rav Huna says psula, the shechit is psula, chayshinon shema ba'or nifkama. We're afraid maybe the sakin was nifkan ba'or, with the or of the behema, before the simonim were nishchatu. And if the sakin was nifkama before the simonim were nishchatu, so then there's a chashash that maybe the shchita was psula. Rav Chista says ksheir. Rav Chista assumes that we're not afraid. He says, shema be'etzem nifkama. Maybe it wasn't nifkama ba'or, maybe it was nifkam with the etzem of the mafrekas, right, with the back of the neck. After the simonim, the only way it could be nifkama be'etzem HaMafrekas, is if we assume that the Shechita was Ksheira. Rav Chista assumes the Shechita is Ksheira, Rav Huna assumes the Shechita is Psula. Tosus asks, why does Rav Chista assume that the Shechita should be Ksheira, that we say Shema Be'etzim Nifkema, why don't we say Hamed Behema Al Cheskasa, let's use the Chazak of the Behema is Becheskas Iser Omedes until the Shechita, right? The Behema is Becheskas Iser Eve Menachai, Becheskas Iser Asei De'ena Zvucha, right? The Behema is certainly Aser, it's Becheskas Iser before the Shechita, so why shouldn't we combine the Cheskas Iser of the Behema together with the Pigima Sasak and the Chazak of the Hashta, that the Sakin is Pogam Lefanecha, even though there is a Chazak of the Meikara, that the sakin was at one point not nifkima, but now the sakin is pogum lefanecha. There's a chazak of the hashta that the sakin is pogum. Why don't we combine that together with the cheskas iser of the behema to say that the behema is not nishchata karoy? The behema should be aser. How does Tosus know to do that? So Tosus says it's similar to mikvah and that v'nimtza chaser. Right? Do we apply tati l'reisa there? Why not apply tati l'reisa here too? Here too, we have a chazak of the meikara and a chazak of the hashta and some extraneous chazaka. So let's combine the chazaka, the extraneous chazaka of cheskas iser that the behema has, together with the chazaka, the hashta that the sakin is pogam lefanecha, and say tati l'reisa beats out the chazaka the meikara that the sakin at one point was not pogam. To which Tosfos answers, the first teretz is what? That there's a very big difference between mikvah shenim and nimtzei chaser in the case of behema. Shochet b'sakin v'nimtzei peguma, the chazaka the meikara that it's eino pogam is not chaser v'asai. It is true that eventually every sakin is going to become pogam if you shech with it enough, but it's not chaser v'asai. It's not gradually being mishtane. It's not gradually changing, right? Says Tosfos, similar to what the Tosfos HaRosh said in our sugya, Tarti L'Reisa only applies when the Chazak D'Meikar is Chasev Asai. In the case of Mikvah Shinim Davim Itzah Chaser, the Chazak D'Meikar is gradually changing. That's why Tarti L'Reisa applies. But in the case of Shochet B'Sakin V'Nim Itzah Peguma, the Chazak D'Meikar of the Sakin not being Pogam, the Sakin being Malay, is not Chasev Asai. So therefore, Tarti L'Reisa doesn't apply. So far, so good. Sounds like Tosfos and Chulin in the first day is following the Shita of the Tosfos HaRosh. Problem is, Tosfos here has two other Shitas. Tosfos then suggests two other answers. First of all, he says maybe Shochet B'Sakin V'Nimtzeis Peguma is different. Why? Because Etzem Vaday Pogam, or is only Sofek Pogam. The Etzem HaMafrekas is definitely going to be Pogam B'Sakin. If you cut the Etzem with the Sakin, you're going to create a nick. Right? The Sakin has to be really sharp. Those Shochtim check with their fingers, it's really, really sharp. You got to know what you're doing to check the Sakin appropriately. Some stomach, if you shech the etzem, if you cut the etzem, it's going to create some kind of nick. Says Tosus, etzem vade pogim, or is only sofik pogim, ve'ein sofik motzi mide vadai. We have a principle in halacha that ein sofik motzi mide vadai. This is also a case of sofik and vadai. The etzem is vade pogim, the or is only sofik pogim. So therefore, the assumption, we can make an assumption that mistama the etzem is what is pogim. That which Rav Chisda says, shochet b'sakav nitzis pogum is ksherev shema be'etzem nifkum, it's not a shema. Even though there is a cheskas iser of the behema, but we have a right to assume that the pegima took place as a result of hitting the etzem, because etzem is vade pogim and or is only suffic pogim.
Do you have to, by definition, hit the etzem every time you do shlita?
No.
So then why is that considered a dose, that ein suffic motzim hit vade, if you didn't necessarily ever hit the etzem?
It's not a vados that you're going to hit the etzem, but it's a vados if you did hit the etzem, that there's going to be a problem.
But you're very close to the etzem. Because by definition, I have to go through the or.
No, but the or is not going to be pogim. The question is not whether you touched the or. The question is whether you touched the etzem. Right. In other words, if there's a possibility, if there's a distinct possibility that you touched the etzem. Which does, any time that you cut the head off completely, you are cutting the etzem. It's just that you could do shechita without cutting off the head entirely. But you're so close to the etzem, that I guess the assumption is you might talk and nick the etzem. I guess that's what the Gemara is assuming. That's what Rav Chisda is assuming. So this is teretz number two. Teretz number three, Tosa says, is here is different. There's a svek sveka, shema be'etzem nifkema. Maybe the pagam and the sakan occurred as a result of hitting the etzem. Even if the sakam was nifkema shelo keneged ha'etzem, it was nifkema ba'or. Maybe he didn't shecht the simen in the part of the sakin that has the pegima in it. Look, the sakin wasn't completely pogim; only part of it is pogim. So even if it was nifkema ba'or, maybe he didn't shecht keneged the pegima. So either case, either if be'etzem nifkema. Or if you weren't shochet keneged pegima, it should be a shechita kshera. So here there's a svek sveka lahachshir. Normally, I would apply the principle of tati l'reisa even if the chazaka d'meikar is not chasiv asai. But here is different. Right? Here is different either because here etzem vade pogim and or is only sovik pogim vein sovik motzi mide vadai. Or here there's a svek sveka. Shema be'etzem nefkema vim tim tilam ba'or nefkema. Maybe he didn't shech keneged the pegima. So from the last two terutzim of Tosus, you get the clear impression that Tosus is assuming, at least in two days there, that Tati L'Reisa can apply even if the Chazaka D'Meikar is not Chasav Asai. That's why he had to come out to extra reasons, different reasons, as to why in the case of Shochet B'Sakav and Intes Paguma, the concept of Tati L'Reisa does not apply. Yes. The truth is the second to last teretz doesn't fit in with the Lashon either, but we're just trying to explain why the cheskas iser of the behema didn't play a role. The cheskas iser is irrelevant according to Tosus, because the svek sveka nullifies that. Okay, that's basically all that Tosus is saying. Right? So once it nullifies that, so then there's a reason to be mekel. It doesn't fit into the Lashon of the Gemara too well, but there's a lot going on that the Gemara doesn't really describe. The machlokes, as it's given in the Gemara, is very bekitzer. Right? So Tosus is giving a little bit more of a detail. The problem is, according to these last two days in Tosfos, that Tarat L'Reisa can apply even if the Chazaka D'Meikar is not Chasav Asai. How can we explain our sugya? How can we answer the question of the Tosfos Harash on our sugya of Pesach Pasuach? Again, the Tosfos Harash's Tarat as to why you don't say Tarat L'Tivusa is because he assumes that Tarat L'Reisa or Tarat L'Tivusa only applies if the Chazaka D'Meikar is Isra, if it's Chasav Asai. But if it's not changing, right? Or if Tarat L'Reisa applies even when the chazaka is not chasav asai, so vaita, the question comes back. Why shouldn't I say tati l'tivus in this case? The cheskas besula might not be chasav asai, right? But you see from the last 2 days of Tosin Chulin that tati l'reisa or tati l'tivus in our context can apply even if the chazaka the meikar is not chasav asai. So how can we answer the Tosin Rosh's kasha according to the last 2 days of Tosin Chulin? The Pshimin Shkap, in a seminal piece, this appears both in his Chidushim Teksubis and Simen Tes, as well as in Shar Yosher, in Shar Beis, Perek Beis, but there is a nuance of difference. Look carefully at the Shar Yosher, you'll see Reb Shimon doesn't say exactly the same thing. It's a little bit different. He quotes some of the same Makaras, so it's a little confusing. You think he's saying the same thing, it's not the same. Look at it carefully. But what we're going to present here, I think certainly easier for us to follow, the logic to follow, is what Reb Shimon writes in the Chidushim. Reb Shimon in the Chiddush in the Ksubas answers this question based on a fundamental yisod. Reb Shimon starts with a kasha. Says we're saying so far we've said that mikvah shenidah benutzah chaser called tarish nesu agabav tameya is based on tati l'reyasa. Tati l'reyasa, a combination of two different factors, right? Not as the Shev Shmaitza had put it, right? We quoted the Shmaitza last week in Shmaitza Gimel Perek Tesvav as saying that tati l'reyasa is stam a combination. Chazaka de hashta with the cheskas tamei de gavra, two against one, and that's fine, right? And not like the, and then we said the Tosa Rush claimed, no, it's not simply a combination, but that the chazaka de meikara is chasav asai, it's somehow isra, right? Mikvah shenimda v'nimtza chasem. Reb Shimon asks, l'char, if you think about it for a moment, it's a pillow. How does tarta l'reisa work? Tarta l'reisa, whether you say it's based on the fact that the chazaka de meikara is isra or not, Pashup Shat seems to be that you're combining two things together. Two things to beat out one. Maybe the two things can only combine if the Chazak de Meikar is Taka Isra, whatever the case might be, but you're combining two against one. Reb Shimon asks, if you think about it for a moment, this is not two. They aren't two separate things. The Cheskas Tamei de Gava really is dependent on the status of the mikvah. If the mikvah is Malay, so then the Gava doesn't have a Cheskas Tumah anymore. He was Tovel in the mikvah. Right? You can't say that we have a tarta l'reisa, we have a chazaka de hashta on the mikveh, that the mikveh is chasa lefanecha, plus the cheskas tumah de gavra. Why should I say that? Why shouldn't I say that we look at the mikveh, we always know that chazaka de meikara beats out chazaka de hashta, if we find them in a vacuum, if there's nothing else that applies to the case, chazaka de meikara with chazaka de hashta, we know that chazaka de meikara beats out the chazaka de hashta, so why don't I say that chazaka de meikara of the mikveh, the cheskas malay should win? We should follow Cheskas Malay of the Mikvah. And Memela, we should assume that the Mikvah was Malaya. When the Gavra was Tovel in it, he was Tovel in a Mikvah Kshera. And he no longer has the Cheskas Tumah de Gavra. You can't say Tarti L'Reyasa if the two items are related to each other. If the Cheskas Tumah de Gavra is dependent on the Cheskas Mikvah. This is in a sense similar to a concept that we spoke about previously, that Svek Sveka Lakula is only said if it's Svek Sveka Mishnei Shemos. If it's Svek Sveka Mishem Echad, so that's not good enough to say Svek Sveka Lakula. What's that based on? It's the same basic principle. That Svek Sveka means there are two different Svaros here. In order to say Svek Sveka, you need a combination of two different factors. But if it's all a Svek Sveka Mishem Echad, it's basically only one Sufek. It's not two Svekas. Reb Shimon asks, that's the same problem over here. Tarti l'reisa means you got two things. But if the cheskas tamei de gavra is really dependent on the chazak of the mikvah, so let's be done on the mikvah first. Let's determine what the halacha of the mikvah should be. And then the cheskas tamei de gavra is not going to be mitzvah with the chazak of the hashta. Once you're done and you decide what the din of the mikvah is, once we assume that we'll follow chazak of the meikara and assume that the mikvah was b'cheskas mali, so then the cheskas gavra is completely gone. It's completely nullified. So how does tarti l'reisa work? Yes.
The Chazaka Hashta tells me that the Chazaka Hashta didn't change. I have no reason to assume that the Chazaka Hashta didn't change because right now it's Chazaka, so maybe he never became Tahar. But it doesn't create the Cheskas Tamei. The Cheskas Tamei exists independent of the status of the Mikvah.
Correct, but you can't look at the Cheskas Tamei in a vacuum. The Cheskas Tamei now, halach lemaisa, is dependent on how we're done in the Mikvah. These two issues are definitely related. The two issues are definitely related.
But the actual Cheskas Tamei,
I hear what you're saying, but the cheskas tumah should still be dependent on the status of the mikvah. Let's first decide. You know, the concept of tarta l'reisa, just like a svek sveka, should be able to be mishapech, right? If you want to take the mashal further, right? You can't be mishapech with something. You can't look at the cheskas tumah de gavra and say, well, it's a cheskas tumah de gavra. No, but the cheskas tumah de gavra is dependent on the status of the mikvah. You can't be done on the cheskas tumah de gavra without thinking of the mikvah, because we're not being done on the cheskas tumah de gavra in a vacuum. The cheskas tumah de gavra is related to the chazaka de meikar. Reb Shimon says that apparently, in order to answer this kasha, we have to understand the principle of tarta l'reisa in a fundamentally different way than we've understood it. Bein lefi the shmeitza that we quoted last time, bein lefi the tos tarash, again, tarta l'reisa is a combination of factors. It's a two against one. Reb Shimon says that's obviously not what tarta l'reisa is. Shimon says that we can understand Tatli Reis in a slightly different way if we first look back to what Chazaka is all about. In one of the first Chaburos, we distinguish between Rov and Chazaka. We said that as opposed to Rov, which is a Mevarer, which clarifies the Metzius and is Mesalek a Safek, Chazaka is not a Birur. Chazaka doesn't clarify the Metzius, it doesn't remove the Safek. The Safek still remains. Chazaka is a Hanhaga B'Yalma, it's an acceptable mode of behavior to follow B'Makom Safek. It doesn't remove the Safek, it doesn't clarify the Metzius, it's a Hanhaga. It's a hanhaga, it's an acceptable mode of behavior, b'makom safek. Reb Shimon says it's for this reason that Tosin Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph writes that kol chazaka, it's a famous phrase, kol chazaka shel nodav lo nisbara afilu sha'achas ein chazaka. Any chazaka that was never known at one point in time, was never nisbara, was never ascertained, before it became irrelevant, before it's no longer applicable, mikanu lahaba, that's not a chazaka. Toast over there says, halach lamaisa, what happens if you make cheese? You take the milk from many behemoths, 6, 7, 8 behemoths, whatever, 10 behemoths, you make milk, and then you find out that one of the behemoths was taka a trefa. So what's the status of the cheese? At first glance, you say, well, you know, the question is, should you follow Rov, or is it kavua? Whatever, that's not for now. But can you follow chazaka here? The Toast says, you can't follow chazaka. Right? We generally assume that trefa ain't a chaya. Right? It's machlokes in the Gemara, we assume that trefa ain't a chaya. Right, so why don't we follow Chazaka? Look, the animal has been here. The animal has been alive. Oh, let's assume you know that all the animals there that you took the cheese, that you took the milk and produced the cheese from, have been in the world for more than a year, right? So at some point in time, every animal was becheskas kshera. So why don't we follow the Chazaka? Let's assume that the gavinos are ksheros because each animal was becheskas kasher, and we'll assume that the treifas occurred as late as possible. Tosis says you can't say that because since this chazaka was lo nodav lo nisbara afilu sha'achas, since you never had a suffik until this point, you were never noheg al pi the chazaka. You were never noheg based on the chazaka. The chazaka was lo nodav lo nisbara afilu sha'achas. That's not a chazaka. Reb Shimon says, what's the yisod behind Tosis? He says chazaka is a hanhaga. It's a hanhaga b'yalma. It's a mode of behavior to follow the makam suffik. A hanhaga is only applicable if you were actually noheg before el alpia. You can't say that, well, we could have used the chazaka had we known to think up this chazaka and use the chazaka, a taka could have been used. No, that can apply to a principle that's a birur. Something that's a birur, that's mevara the metzias. You could say, well, it doesn't matter that I didn't know that I should apply such a thing. A birur applies, memela. It applies because of the metzias. Since the metzias is completely gone, so there's nothing to talk about. But a hanhaga doesn't function in that fashion. Hanhagos are dependent on active use, right? Hanhaga means that you were noheg al pia. If you were never noheg al pia chazaka until it became irrelevant, so that's not a chazaka. Issue number one. Reb Shimon goes further. He says because chazaka is just a hanhaga b'yalma, chazaka only applies if we're using the chazaka regarding the gavra or the cheftza about which the chazaka was primarily stated, about which the chazaka primarily applies. But if you're trying to use the chazaka, if we're not applying the chazaka for the gavra or the cheftza about which the chazaka primarily is relevant, but rather we want to use the chazaka of this cheftza or gavra to apply to a different cheftza or gavra, that doesn't apply, that doesn't work. A chazaka is a hanhaga, that means that you have to be using the chazaka. And you have to be using the chazaka for the ikar cheftz or gavra about which it applies. If chazaka were a birur, then you wouldn't have to be using it for the ikar gavra or cheftz about which it applies, because the principle would be mevarer in this cheftz, and then memela we should be able to apply it to a different cheftz or gavra. But because chazaka is a hanhaga, it's got to apply, it's got to be actively applying right now to the ikar chazaka or to the ikar cheftz or gavra about which it is stated. What's an example of this yisod? Where do we find this in the Rishonim? So actually, the most famous place is Rashi and Kedushin. Gemara Kedushin of Samach Vav Amud Aleph is discussing the status of Yanai HaMelech. Apparently, Yanai's mother was Nishbeis B'Modiyin. It's not clear if she was Nishbeis, right? So the Gemara was assuming that the Chacham felt that Yanai was Posel, right? That Yanai was going to be a Cholol. Why? Because since his mother was Nishbeis, so she's a shvuya is psula lekahuna, so Yanai is going to be a chol. So Gemara says, well, what happened over here? Right? So Gemara says, look, if two Edom came and said that she was not nishbe, so then he shouldn't be psula, he shouldn't be possible, there shouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, well, we're talking about a case, Heichi Dami, we're talking about a case where there's a tray of tray. Two people said Ishtabai, two people said that she was not Ishtabai. My chaz is the Samfa Sahani, Smocha Hani. Why should I trust the ones who say that she was not Ishtabai? Assume that she was Ishtabai. Ask Rashi, just 1 second. There's a tray of tray here. There are two groups of Edom. One is saying Ishtabai, and one is saying not, right? Why don't we follow Chazaka? Yanai's mother had a Cheskas Kashrus. Why don't we follow Chazaka? Say, Uki Trey, Bahadi Trey, Uki Yanai, Becheskas Imo. Why don't we follow the Cheskas aim of Yanai and say that she is Kshera? To which Rashi answers, we can't follow the Chazaka of the mother, because the mother is not coming before us. We're not being done on the mother, we're being done on Yanai. We can't use the Chazaka of the mother if the mother is not being done, not coming before us. We can't use her Chazaka to be Masha Yanai. It doesn't make any sense. Right? It doesn't make any sense. If Shimon says, what's Rashi based on? It's based on this Yisod. If Chazaka is just the Hanhaga B'Alma, that means that you have to be Noeg Al Pia. If it's irrelevant for the Iker Gavro Cheftz about which it was stated, about which it applies, then it can't be used for a different Gavro Cheftz. You can't use the Cheskas Haim of Yanai's mother for Yanai if the mother is not coming before Neinu. Similarly, the Balamar and Ksubis seems to state such a principle. The Gemara and Ksubis on Daf Yotesh Amud Beis writes, what happens if two Edom were signed on a shtar and then they died? And two other Edom come and they say, Ksav Yadam Huzeh, this is the Ksav Yad of these Edom, but Anusim Hayu, they were Psulim, Anusim Achmas Mama, whatever, Nefashas. Right? They were Anusim in such a way that they were gonna, that they signed, they were coerced to sign the shtar, whatever they're being made on did not really occur. Okay? So the Gemara says, "Im hayeksav yadam yotzei mimakom acher, ein nemonim." If we can get a kiyum hashtar, we can get the kiyum of the chasimus from some other place. Then these two edim who are coming to say psulim are not going to be nemonim. In fact, the Gemara umagavinan bay. What you're gonna say that the edim who want to pass the shtar, they're saying these edim were psulim when they signed. You're gonna collect with the shtar. Isn't this a trey or trey? It's a trey or trey. How can you be gover with the shtar? Isn't it a trey or trey? Fractal, the Rishonim, ask the Rishonim, Trey or Trey, but let's be Mamed the Edom on their Cheskas Kashrus. Right, what's the Trey or Trey? Trey or Trey is that there are two Edom who are saying that the Shtar is Pasul, and the Edom themselves are made on the Kashrus of the Shtar. Right? That's the Chiddush, the Chiddush HaTorah of Edom, is that not only are they made on the Metzias, on the Maisa that the Shtar is talking about, but they're made on their own Kashrus, right? That's part of the chiddush of shtar. So there's a tray or tray here, right? So ask the Rishonim. It's nice that there's a tray or tray, but shouldn't we say there's a cheskas kashrus? Follow the cheskas kashrus. Let's follow chazaka. So the Rif answers, says we don't follow chazaka because you're not motzi mamon based on a chazaka. There's a principle we're going to have to come back to. Is this true about all chazakas? Maybe cheskas haguf is different, but okay, whatever. The Rif says that we don't follow chazaka to be motzi mamon. The Balamar says a simpler terrace. Balamar says you don't even need the Rif's answer. The answer is simple. Are we being done on these Edom? Is the Cheskas Kashrus relevant to these Edom now? No, the Edom are dead. They can't be made again. So once the Edom are dead and they can't be made, what, we want to use the Cheskas Kashrus of the Edom for the Shtar? We want to use the Cheskas Kashrus of a Gavra for a different Cheftza, even though the Chazaka is irrelevant for the Gavra about which it's primarily stated? That doesn't work. The only way that the chazaka can be used for a shtar is if we're going to use it for the edim as well. It's only if the chazaka is relevant for the gavra or cheftz about which the chazaka was primarily stated. And thirdly, finally, the Ramban and Gittin, the famous Ramban and Gittin, Adav Samach Dalet. And the Gemara there says, the Gemara Nazir as well, the Gemara and Gittin, Adav Samach Dalet says, what happens if someone says to a shliach, tzeve kadesh li isha stam? It says, go be makadesh. He makes him a shliach to be makadosh and isha. And then the shliach leaves and the shliach dies. Asur b'chol anashim sheba olam. The person is asur in all women in the world. He can't marry anyone. Why? Chazaka shliach osur shlichusa. You know the shliach chazaka that a shliach does is shlichus. We don't know to whom the shliach was makadosh this man. And therefore he can't marry anyone. Why? Because any woman that he wants to marry might be a krova of the woman that the shliach was makadosh him to. Right? Any woman that the person wants to marry might be a krova of the woman that the shliach was mekadesh this individual to. Asks the Ramban, why don't we follow the chazaka of the krovos? Right? Let's assume that the krovos are all becheskas pnuyos. In other words, the the krovos of this woman that the guy wants to marry now, right? Let's assume that they're becheskas pnuya, right? And if they're becheskas pnuya, so then the krova is not a karov to someone who is mekudeshes, right? If she's still becheskas pnuya, so then there's no problem. Let's assume if you want to marry, if the individual wants to marry a woman, let's assume that any krova of her is becheskas pnuya, and memela, obviously she's not the woman that the shliach was mekadesh the man to, and there shouldn't be a problem. Says the Rambam, we can't do that. Because the chazakah of the krovos is irrelevant to us, since the krovos are not coming before us. We're not being done on the krovos. We're being done, in other words, we're not being done on the krovos of the man, of the woman that the man wants to marry. We're being done on the status of the woman that he wants to marry. So the chazakah of the krovos is not going to help us. Right? If we're not going to use the chazakah for the krovos, we're not applying it to the krovos themselves, then it's not going to work for the other individual. Right? It's not going to work for the other individual if it's not going to apply to the krovos themselves. Okay, it's the same yisod. Reb Shimon says that the yisod behind all of these rishonim is that chazaka is just a hanhaga b'yalma. Hanhaga only applies if you're noheg al pi lechazaka, if you're using it actively, if you're using it befoel. And that not only means that you're using it befoel, but you're using it befoel for the ikar gavra ochetza about which it was stated. Reb Shimon says this is perhaps the yisod behind the klal of tarti l'reisa. It's not a tziruf of different things. We're not being mitzayif chazaka the hashta with an extraneous cheskas tamei. No. It's that chazaka the hashta simply tells us that the chazaka the meikar is no longer relevant. The mikvah is chaser. So the chazaka the meikar that was once becheskas mali is no longer relevant. Mikanu lahaba, you can't use this mikvah unless you'll add water to it, but then that's a different mikvah. Right? The original mikvah is now chaser lefanecha. So the chazaka the meikar is completely irrelevant. The chazaka the hashta doesn't beat out a chazaka the meikar. All the Chazaka d'Hashta does is it shows that the Chazaka d'Meikara is no longer relevant. Once it's no longer relevant, we're Nishar B'Safek. We have a Safek then. It's not that we're following Chazaka d'Hashta. Chazaka d'Hashta is nothing. Right? All the Chazaka d'Hashta tells me is that the Chazaka d'Meikara is nothing as well. Since it's no longer relevant, Mikanu Lahaba, we now have a Safek. So you gotta look for other principles. Right? You gotta look for the other principles that you can be Samech on. What other principle is left? There's only one thing left. Cheskas Tamei D'Gavra. It's not that the Cheskas Tamei D'Gavra is combining with the Chazaka D'Hashta to beat out the Chazaka D'Meikara. No, it's that the Chazaka D'Hashta is telling us that the Chazaka D'Meikara is no longer relevant. And now we have a bona fide suffix. The Chazaka D'Hashta and the Chazaka D'Meikara cancel each other out. It's now, right, nothing is, there are no Chazakos to be done on. There's simply a suffix. Memelo, we gotta look for other things. So we find the Cheskas Tamei D'Gavra. Ah, the Cheskas Tamei D'Gavra will tell me that he must be Tamei. As opposed to the case of Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan, the Mishnah at the beginning of Nida, Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan, women we assume are Tahoros until, except for Chumri Kachim, we assume that they're Tahoros until they actually saw the Dam. Right? So there's a Chazak de Meikara and a Chazak de Hashta. We follow Chazak de Meikara. Yeah, do we follow Chazak de Meikara? Reb Shimon says, no, we're not following Chazak de Meikara there either. It's not we're not following the Chazak de Meikara that they were Tahoros, because that's irrelevant as well. The Chazak de Meikara and the Chazak de Hashta cancel each other out. What are we following there? The Cheskas Tara of the Taros. We're assuming that since the Taros all had a Cheskas Tara, right, we can use that Chazaka to keep them a Cheskas Tara. We're not following the Chazak de Meikara of a woman. You thought that by mikvah we're saying Tarta L'Reyesa. By Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitam, we're not saying Tarta L'Reyesa. No, the same Yesod is applying in both. Is that whenever you have a Chazaka d'Meikara which is no longer relevant, so then you gotta look for other principles. Since you have a Suffolk, you gotta look for other principles to be Machriya. So you look for other Chazakos. In the case of Mikvah, the other Chazaka is a Cheskas Tumah. In the case of Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan, the other Chazaka is a Cheskas Tara of Taras. That's why Mikvah Shinin that is different than Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan. And based on this, obviously, Reb Shimon's Kasha is no longer a Kasha. What, we should be down on the Mikvah first, and then say, well, the Cheskas Tumah D'Gavra is related to the mikvah. We are being done on the mikvah first, Reb Shimon says. We're being done on the mikvah, finding out that basically we have a suffix. We don't know which Chazaka, we can't follow the Chazaka D'Meikara. Right? It's no longer relevant. And then we're coming to the Cheskas Tumah D'Gavra to be Machriya, because we now have a suffix. In light of this, Reb Shimon wants to answer the Kasha for our sugi as well. He started out by saying, if you hold that Tarta L'Reyes applies even if the Chazaka D'Meikara is not Chas V'Asai, so why don't we say Tati L'Tivusa in our sugya? The answer is Poshet. Because according to Reb Shimon's Yisod, when is Taita L'Reisa apply? What does it mean, Taita L'Reisa? It means that the Chazaka D'Meikar that's no longer relevant is Batel. It's nothing. All the Chazaka D'Hashda does is it shows me that the Chazaka D'Meikar is no longer relevant, and then it's Batel. Memela, we have a Safek D'Faneinu. And once we have a Safek D'Faneinu, we have to follow another Chazaka. But in our case, the Chazaka D'Meikar is not Batel. The woman is still here. The woman is B'Faneinu. She was B'Cheskas Pesula. And her Cheskas Pesula is quite relevant. Because dependent on whether we follow the Cheskas Pesula, we'll know whether she's Kshera L'Kahuna or not. In the case of the mikvah, the status of the mikvah is completely irrelevant to us now. Right? In other words, the previous status of the mikvah, whether it was Mali, not Mali, it's now Chaser. Right? And the mikvah, Mikanu Lahaba, can't be used. Right? So because the mikveh can't be used, the chazak d'meikar is completely irrelevant mikano lahaba. The only thing that the chazak d'meikar is relevant for is for something extraneous, for the tyros, for the gavra, right? It's extraneous to the chazaka. Ah, the chazak d'meikar can't help for the gavra, right? So it's nishar b'safek, the chazak d'meikar is a zero, we have a safek, and we have to look at the cheskas tum of the gavra by itself. But in this case, the chazak d'meikar of the woman is still relevant, because she's still here, we're being done on her. And since it's still relevant for her, the status or the relevance of the Chazaka D'Meikara affects her Kashrus L'Kahuna, then we can't say that, well, the only thing we have here is the Cheskas K'shera L'Kahuna, and therefore we should say, Taita L'Reis, the Cheskas K'shera L'Kahuna combines with the Chazaka D'Hashta of Be'ula L'Fanecha to say that she's K'shera. No! We have to first be done on the stira between the Chazaka D'Meikara and the Chazaka D'Hashta, since the Chazaka D'Meikara is still relevant to the woman. And what's going to come out is that if you're down on the Chazaka D'Meikar and the Chazaka D'Hashta, what are you going to paskin? Chazaka D'Meikar wins. If Chazaka D'Meikar wins, then the Cheskas K'sher L'Kahuna is not going to beat out the Cheskas Pesula. The Cheskas Pesula is the Cheskas Aguf. So as long as the Cheskas Aguf is still relevant, then the Cheskas K'sher L'Kahuna is not going to win out. The only reason why we'll say Taita L'Reis is because the Chazaka D'Meikar of the Cheskas Mikvah is Batel. It's nothing. It's no longer relevant. But the Chazaka D'Meikar of the Isha B'Sula is still quite relevant to the woman because we're being done on the woman. We're not being done on something extraneous. So if it's still relevant, then you can't be mitzdarif. Right? Reb Shimon says, Taita L'Reis doesn't mean we're being mitzdarif Chazaka D'Hashta with some extraneous Chazaka. It's that the Chazaka D'Meikar is nothing. The Chazaka D'Hashta nullifies the Chazaka D'Meikar, and then Memela, we only have one Chazaka left, the extraneous Chazaka. But if the Chazaka D'Meikar is still relevant, then the answer must be that the Chazaka D'Hashta connected the Chazaka D'Meikar is nothing. All you have is a Chazaka D'Meikara, can I get some extraneous Chazaka? And the Chazaka D'Meikara, if it's a Cheskas Aguf, is going to win out. Okay, Reb Shimon, this is Reb Shimon's answer to our sugya. He doesn't quote Tosin Chulin, but it can justify our sugya according to the last 2 days of Tosin Chulin. Okay, we'll stop here. Sorry for going a little over time.
In case of my person in that there is a chaser to burn the, if the guy touches, have to do something, you burn it afterwards?
Oh.